You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The topic is, should the Hatzalah ambulance organization employ Goyim to minimize Chilul Shabbos? This question is the number one question that is facing Hatzalah organizations around the country, around the world for that fact. It is a question that is a life and death question. It is a question that is a Chiyuv question. And therefore, on all counts, it's a very important question to discuss. We are not going to arrive at any conclusions tonight. We are going to realize that the issue is a lot more complex than it seems at face value. And the way we're going to realize its complexity is we're going to realize that as we go through various Rishonim, which is our goal tonight, next week hopefully will be the Achronim, tonight will be the Rishonim, how they view the ideal Chilul Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. Is it ideally for a Jew? Should a Jew be the one ideally to be Mechal Shabbos to save a life? Or to save a life, should the ideal be a Goy? But if there's no Goy available, then a Jew should do it. We're going to see that in a moment and how it fleshes out. We're going to see various opinions. But before we start, I want to share with you a Yerushalmi that is a very important Yerushalmi quoted by Rabbi Hananel among many other Rishonim. Yerushalmi says the following. Source number one. By the way, the Gemara that is the source for this whole sugya is really two lines in Yoma Pei Dalet, which we'll see in the next source. But the Yerushalmi on that, I think it's the Yerushalmi on Yoma, says the following. Tani, it was taught, Hazar is Meshubach. Somebody who is alacritous to save a life is Meshubach. Vahanishal, I'm sorry for the printing mistake, Harezim Aguna, a rabbi who is asked, it's terrible. What does it mean that it's terrible that a rabbi who is asked, he's terrible? If I, as the rabbi of a shul, didn't educate my community, my congregation, to realize that if you're not sure what to do, you better be Mechal Shabbos to save a life, I am the one who gets called Meguna. V'hashoel, the one who does take time to ask a shayla because he wants to be from, Hareza Shofech Damim. He's a murderer.
This is in the Rav's book that the Rav suggested.
Yes.
He addresses exactly
okay. Very good. So yes, Rabbi Handler wrote a wonderful book about the handbook for Hatzalah members. He has a long article in the back, which I got a few of the marmakos for this, a Hebrew article in the back section where he discusses, has a long piece about Goyim in Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Some of the sources are from there. Let's look at the, so the point is, it's not just an important issue for people to know that if there's a suffix pikuach nefesh, you act and you don't ask a shayla. It's a responsibility of the rabbi to make sure that his balabatim know that
very
clearly, and that if there's ever a question, if you think that you better ask a shayla, then I did not do my duties in educating my community that pikuach nefesh is a far ahead of any other halachas of Hilchas Shabbos. So let's see the Gemara that everything that we're going to talk about tonight and next week will be based on. So two lines in the Gemara Yuma Pei Dalet. And the lines are easy to read, but the contrast between the lines, they sort of sound like they're saying the same thing, but you realize that they're not saying the same thing. First line in Yuma Pei Dalet base is the following. When we talk about saving lives on Shabbos, Ein osin dvarim halalu. You do not do these things of life-saving. Lo al yedei nachrim, v'lo al yedei kusim. Not by Jews. I'm sorry, you don't use Goyim to save lives. V'lo al yedei kusim. You don't use, well, kusim are people who are, you're not sure if they're Jewish or not Jewish, or they're probably not Jewish, but they pretend they're Jewish. There's another girsa that says, instead of kusim, ketanim. Let's use that girsa, it just makes life easier for now. You do not use Goyim, nor do you use ketanim. Ela al yedei gdolei Yisrael. Rather you use, please translate the word for me, gdolei. What's Gedolei Yisrael?
Gedolim b'Torah.
Or
leaders.
So there are two ways to read it, and we're going to see which way. There are two opposite, not opposite, but two very different ways to read this. Gedolei Yisrael could be adults. You can't do a guy or a child. Rather, it has to be an adult of Yisrael as opposed to a guy. The other way to read it is going to be the Chachamim of the Yisrael, the rabbi. If there's Chil Shabbos to be done, the best person to do it is the rabbi. Now keep in mind, how to read those, how to define the word Gedolei Yisrael might be dependent on the girsa. If the the girsa is it shouldn't be done by nachrim or children, then rather by gdolim. So gdolim could be the opposite of children, meaning adults. If we're not even talking about children, this equation should just be a nachrim and goy or kusim. So the opposite of that would be rather you don't have to say gdola yisrael, just say yisrael. What you're adding by saying gdola, it might be taka, what we call the gdolim, the chashivas, the talmidei chachamim. Okay, so when you save a life, it should be gdola yisrael, not these other people. Now look at the next line. Ve'ein omrim yasu dvarm halalu, and we don't say to do these things, al pinashim v'lo al pi kusim. Neither with women nor with kusim. Now if it's kusim in the second line, it's fair for the first line to also have said kusim. Because the first line did not say nashim, the second line does say nashim. So let's assume for now the first line said nachrim and katanim, the second line says, but nashim and kusim, you should not tell them to do it. Aval but, mysterious forward three words. Mitztarfin l'da'as acheres. Women and kusim, these non-Jews who think they're Jewish, combine l'da'as acheres. Could anybody translate those three words? They could combine l'da'as acheres. So we're going to have to see what those lines mean. But first we have to understand why is it that we don't want goyim and we don't want children being mechalel Shabbos? Is it that they don't need to be? You rather a Jew can do it? Or we specifically want a Jew to do it? Let's see. Says Tosfos, the first four words of Tosfos are incredibly powerful, and if we stop after this, we really could just hang up our coats and go home. Take our coats and go home. Says Tosfos, first four words, Afilu hecha de'efshe benachri. Even when there is a guy available. That means even if Hatzalah had a non-Jew sitting in the ambulance house, sitting in the garage, ready to roll, overalls on, and his boots are on, and his the fire department has a guy with his fire helmet on and his boots on, ready to roll. No, we don't tell the guy to do it. Mitzvah b'Yisrael. Why? Shema. Now Tosfos gives us the reason. Shema yis'atzel hanachri. V'lo yasev yavalu de sakana. If you've ever noticed, if you're ever on the line not in McDonald's, because we're not online in McDonald's, but in Dunkin' Donuts. If you're ever on the line in Dunkin' Donuts and you notice there's a guy with an ambulance, when I lived in New York City, I saw ambulance guys in the stores all the time. And they're wearing the walkie-talkie and they park their ambulance in front of the store double parked. Don't worry, they don't get tickets. And they go into the store to buy something. And they're standing there and a thing comes over the radio. So what do? They wait their turn, they buy their item, and then they walk quickly back to their ambulance, they take a bite, and they drive away. We all know that Hatzalah doesn't operate like that. They hear it, and they zoom. They run right away, no ifs, ands, buts, and the siren's blaring down the block, and the speed is a different speed. So that's the concern. The concern is, even if there's a guy here who's available to drive the ambulance to the emergency, we're worried he's not going to drive fast enough. Or he won't be zariz enough, even if you have a guy here. That means, is there any point in employing a guy for Hatzalah? Even if we would employ him, and he'll sit in the garage the whole day, we don't want to use him. We don't want to use him, because he's not going to be as zariz to jump when he needs to jump, to drive when he needs to jump.
The whole purpose of itself is it faster than...
Okay, but maybe on Shabbos, of course we want them to be faster. Maybe on Shabbos, when every time you step on the pedal or step on the brake, there's another Issa D'Oraisa. So maybe we, and it's not going to really take too much time because he's set up, with the in an ambulance. There's also another aspect of Hatzalah. Hatzalah is not just the fact that they're faster. Hatzalah is also the fact that you're not waiting for an ambulance. If you, in the New York City EMS service, you're waiting for an ambulance to come. There are only a few ambulances. If Hatzalah only had ambulances, it wouldn't be so great. It wouldn't be so much better than EMS. The difference about between Hatzalah and the EMS service is that Hatzalah has private cars that get there within under 120 seconds, and then the ambulance will get there 5 minutes later. But you already had care for the 2 minutes, in 2 minutes.
They're also more busy.
That's also true.
They had a lot more emergency calls.
Right. So This is Tosfos Shi. So according to Tosfos, I think we answered our question. There's no reason to have a goy employed by Hatzalah, because even if you had a goy, Tosfos says, even if you have one available, we don't want to use him because he might not be as alacritous as somebody who's caring for his brother. But look right now in the Tosfos HaRosh. On the same Gemara, the Rosh's comment is different than Tosfos, and it's going to be very important to mark that difference. Says the Tosfos HaRosh. Even if you have, says the Tosfos HaRosh, I feel yesh ketanim is the manam la'asasim yad. He's not talking about goyim, he's talking about children. Even if you have children who are available to do the malacha right away, we don't want the children to do it. Why not? Or the goyim, I assume. Chayshin, and we're worried. Zdilma zimnin, maybe there will be times in the next few months to lessenhu that we won't have any children or goyim around. Va'asi lahaduri basrayu. But the people who are calling for the emergency will be running around trying to find children or goyim. And that will cause a delay of care. In other words, this is not like Tosfos. Tosfos said, we don't want goyim doing the work because they are not as alacritous as a Jew would be for his fellow brother. Comes to Tosfos HaRosh and says, no, it's not that we're worried that right now this guy with the heart chest pain is going to have diminished care. Rather, we're worried that if people, right now, when this person has chest pain, we see that we're running around looking for the nearest Jew, the nearest kid, and you know, there's a kid right here, let him do it, let him call. There's a guy right here, let him bring the call, you know, drive the ambulance, let him, you know, do whatever has to be done. What's going to happen 2 months from now when there's no guy in the immediate vicinity? And all the people around, they're going to think, oh, last time, 2 months ago when this happened, when somebody Chasrum had chest pains in shul, we sent the guy. We could have the guy do the phone call. So now I'm also going to spend 45 seconds looking for a guy to make the phone call. And therefore, in 2 months from now, that case that may happen in 2 months, that's when the patient's safety might be compromised. And that's why right now we don't want to have a guy or a child do it. We don't want to focus on having a child or a kid do it, even if they're available. Because what might happen? Next time, in the future,
it might cause a delay.
Fine. So what do you see from both of these? You see that even if there's a children here, you're not going to have them do it. But two different reasons. One is concerned for the safety right now. The other is concerned for an attitude that people will get the wrong attitude of what you're supposed to do in the future cases. Can I ask you a question? Is this saying that you're not supposed to make any shinuyim? That you're supposed to do, you're not supposed to be mechal Shabbos with any indirect ways? It sounds like you're supposed to be mechal Shabbos straight ahead so nobody questions next time, oh, I don't want to do it with the shinuyim, because next time, even if I could do it quickly now, maybe next time it will cause a delay. Asks the Tosfos HaRosh, v'afagav the gabi yoledes. We know by yoledes, by a woman who's in labor, we do have a rule that you should always try to do a shinui. If you could do a malach, right? I think I've told the story. When I went down, my wife gave birth on Friday night once. When we went down the elevator, I pressed the elevator button with my, I think it was my chin. Or my elbow. I don't remember what. I have to. My wife definitely doesn't remember what, but I think it was either my elbow or my chin. Ah, you see that by Yoledes, maybe next time, if somebody was there, you know what they would think? Next time, if they can't jab it with their finger, they're going to have to, you know, start playing with their elbow and get the right angle and try to do it, and they'll waste 20 seconds. Maybe, so how come we do try to do a shini? Why aren't we worried about the same concern that you might cause a delay? Where do we see this issue? We see that if a woman is giving birth, and she needs oil, I guess, for her cut or whatever, to help the baby come out more easily. Maybe they put some oil to make it smooth, less friction or something like that. So they would bring oil to her through her Shes HaRabim by tying the jug of oil, a little cup of oil, to their hair. So they'd carry her Shes HaRabim with a shinui. And we do say to make a shinui. Hasam leka b'shinui zeshom dichi. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, no, just once you're doing it, to do it with a shinui, that's not going to cause a time delay. But if you would always look, if you'd be looking for somebody else to do the job for you, looking for a guy, looking for a child, that would cause a time delay, and therefore, that's what we want to avoid. So therefore, you should do a shinui, but you shouldn't look for somebody else to do the dirty work for you, should to be Michal Shabbos. These are two very important opinions that we have here. Comes the Piskei Rid, and twists the whole sugya on its head. He starts the same way. Obviously, we're starting from the same Gemara. The Gemara says that a katan should do it. That you shouldn't have a katan do it. You shouldn't have a guy do it. Rather, you should do it yourself. Says a piskei harid. Also on the same Gemara. All commenting on the same Gemara. He quotes the Gemara, and then he says at the end of the first line of number 5, Perish in omrim. We don't say. Look at the next word. First word on the line. Nechazer achar goyim. Let's go look for a guy. Oh, achar ektanim. Delav b'nei shvisanin, who are not subject to the halachas of keeping Shabbos, a guy or a child. Elavad, they says the reader, and this is against what we saw. Im hayu mezumanim lanu mutav shnas al yidei goyim. V'la yidei Yisrael. V'la yidei ktanim v'la yidei goyim. If you have a Jew, if you have a katan here, or if you have a guy sitting in the ambulance bay, sitting in the garage, you should have the guy do the malacha. The only problem is, we don't want to cause a time delay to look for a guy. But if a guy is here, you're not losing out on anything. So what does he hold? He's holding that what's the concern? Why do you want to use a guy? So that right now there won't be a delay. But if right now there won't be a delay because there's a guy here, of course you should use the guy. What is he not concerned with?
The next time.
He's not worried about what's going to happen next time. And he's also arguing, he's also saying that if there's a guy here right now, so according to the Piskei Arid, what would be a great thing for Hatzala to do?
To have a guy on standby.
If you employ a guy on standby, not that we're going to have to call him to come to the ambulance space, to the garage. You have a guy in the garage, and if you have a guy who's mezuman, who's ready, who's sitting in his car with his motor running already, so then, according to the Piskei Arid, the guy should be the one doing the malacha. Of course, why would you have a Jew driving when you don't need when you can have a guy driving? That's the Piskei Arid. So what do we have, Rabbi? So we have a gigantic machlokas, whether or not Hatzalah should be employing Goyim. See, of course, the question is not on call. The question is in the garage. So now,
but if they employ the Goy, so there's no concern that they should look for a Goy. Why is it?
That's exactly what he says. However, the first Tosus says that even if you employ the guy, we're worried that maybe he won't run as fast. And the second pshat was, even if you employ the guy, we're worried that next time when the guy isn't there, you're going to start looking around for a guy to drive because you don't realize that you could drive yourself. And in 2 months from now, God forbid, somebody's going to get a delayed treatment. So we have a machlokas rishonim. Tosus and Tosus Harash seem to say that even if you have a guy, don't use him. Do it with a Jew either of the two reasons.
But it is an ambulance bus.
What?
There's a driver, there's somebody else also. Is the Rav saying that they should be in the bus with him?
Your question is, you're adding a twist. You're saying, what happens if you have a Jew there, but the Jew is there to tell the guy to press on the gas? Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to talk about that soon. We'll see that shortly. What you're saying, let's talk about it right now.
When they get there, he's going to help you with work.
He's the medic.
Okay. Well, you're saying that the Jew will be the medic and the guy will drive the bus.
Right.
We're still worried about how he's going to drive.
Yes.
However, what you're adding, and we'll talk about it right now, even though it is going to be one of the sources, one of the achronim to make your point. Let's say this is a point that is made in source number 13, but I'll say it out right now because you raised it. Let's say you have a Jew who's supervising the guy. A guy is just a driver, and the Jew is on the call. So if we're worried that the guy, like Tosis said, the first opinion that the guy is going to be misatzel, he'll be slow. Well, we're not worried about it if there's a guy if there's a Jew on top of him. The Jew will push him. If on the other hand we're worried that next time there won't be a guy, you're going to start looking around for a guy. Well, if right now I think that the one who has to drive the ambulance is a guy, what's going to happen next time when the guy's not, you know, got a coffee and wasn't in the garage when I needed him? I'm going to wait 4 minutes for him to come back. Even though I'm here, I'm going to drive with him. Yeah, but I didn't realize that I should go. That a Jew could do it. And then, therefore, we would say right now we want not the guy to drive. We want the Jew to drive, so that nobody should make a mistake in the future that the guy has to be the driver. So your case would be a nafka mina between these two cases, between these two opinions. Correct. Okay. Now, let's see one last opinion. Another take on these. You remember we had these two lines of the Gemara in source number 2. The first line said you shouldn't use nachrim and kusim or ketanim, rather gdolim. And the next line said this funny line, mitztarfim l'da'as acheres, that women and kusim, You shouldn't tell them to do the work, but they are mitzvah from the da'as acheres. Well, what do those two mean? So look at what the Ran says. The Ran says the following. Look at what I underlined in source number 6. The first line that was talking about Nachram and Ketanim, it says you shouldn't have them do it, I feel bad cry. You should never have a guy or a katan do the work. Shema yomru habayim bekoshiyatir, because what will people say? People will say that, oh, it's not really mutter, that's why you had the kid do it, that's why you had the guy do it. That's like the concern we saw, that maybe people will be concerned, people will miss the boat. People will miss the boat. Like we saw the Rosh Center source number 4, that we're worried that in the future some people will think that you need a guy and there'll be a delay in a few months on the next case. Oh, continues the Ran in the second paragraph. What's that second line? What's that second line with that funny line, it's tarfim da'as acheres? V'hadr tani, v'ein omrim lahem lasos, dorm halal aloy, de nashim al kusim. Right, we're not talking about goyim and children anymore, now we're talking about women. Klomer. Of course we don't want to have Goyim work in Hatzalah at all. We don't want to have anyone in Hatzalah. Because people learn the wrong messages. They think that you need a Hatzalah, you need a guy, and it's wrong. I feel hot, but still, you should try to have an uneducated woman do the work. If there's an uneducated woman there. Shari Mukhiyavim Hebe Shabbos Vuhuch Zguba. One second. If there's a woman there, the woman can be involved. But to specifically specify a woman, let me back up and I'll explain what he's going to say. He's going to say the following. If you say, Mrs. So-and-so, please call please call Hatzalah right now. Or Mrs. So-and-so, please call, please drive the car to the hospital. Why are they going to think that you asked a woman to do it? They're going to think, maybe women don't have the same obligation at Hilchus Shabbos. Wrongly, they're going to say that wrongly. So if you have a woman available immediately, you'll have her do it. But if you specifically try to get somebody, if I say somebody from the ladies section, quickly call Hatzalah. If somebody has chest pains in the shul, I say somebody in the ladies section, call Hatzalah. What's wrong with what I'm doing? There might be women who, unlearned women, who think that the reason why I'm asking them is because they think that they're not as obligated, and they think incorrectly that that's why they should do it, but it's better that, but a regular man shouldn't do it. So if that's the case, if there's a woman here, is anything wrong with using a woman to save a life? No. Absolutely not. But if I specifically call a woman, say somebody in the women's section, call Hatzalah, there is something wrong with that. Because that's going to set in their minds an incorrect assumption that men shouldn't be doing it, but women, because they're less obligated mitzvahs, maybe they are the ones who should be the ones to be Michal Shabbos. But they'll think that regular men shouldn't be. Or the men might think, oh, why did the rabbi say women call? It's because men shouldn't call. So therefore, what we see here is a difference between goyim and children on one hand, as opposed to women. Goyim and children on one hand shouldn't be involved in saving at all. Don't ask them, don't let them get involved. Because if you ask them to get involved, they'll be lazy, or next time they'll be lazy, or they won't do what they're supposed to do, or next time we won't have them do what they should be doing. However, a woman, she could be involved, but don't specify a woman. Don't specify that you only want to have a woman do this job, because then people will come to the wrong conclusion.
What's the time that it takes to call out the woman to call?
Okay, even without that. I want to finish one and a half more opinions in the Rishonim before we get to the real meat. And that is the Meiri. The Meiri has another version of what it means not to involve goyim, not to involve children. Look at source number 9, please.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What does it mean that we shouldn't involve the at least the women and kusim? Look at the second line of source number 9. Mepneishim, it's tafel and da'as acheres, that they're going to join for da'as acheres. What's da'as acheres? It means shemis atzlim bedavar. Women and kusim are going to be lazy. That means that they can't drive fast enough, right? Like the jokes about, you know, somebody's driving in front of you and they're really slow and you're trying to get around them and you just can't get around them and you're like, oh, it must be a lady driver because they drive more slowly.
Yeah.
No. It's not that women are not as alacritous as men. But you want to know why it's better not to have women do the hatzalah? They're not less capable because mipnei, under the line, they question if a woman says, if I ask a woman to do something, she's going to think to herself, why is the rabbi asking, why is my husband asking me to do it? You know what she's going to have? A krum svara, a misunderstanding. She'll have a misunderstanding. She's going to think, the reason why my husband or the rabbi asked me to do it is because I'm not really obligated to do it. It's because there's something usher about it. If there's something usher about something, if you think you're doing something that's usher, that's what I asked you. Are you quick to do it or are you hesitant to do it? Exactly. Or asking somebody to, it's like sometimes I ask my sons to open a certain bottle up for me on Shabbos. So my son like looks at like, sorry, it's too hard for me. Or it's not, but, or like, oh, because you want me to be Mechal Shabbos for you?
Yeah,
meaning, once you're asking, right, you want to be Mechal Shabbos guy? so once you, right, ask your wife to, you know, to push the stroller because of the Arab situation or whatever you have, once you're doing that, they're going to be more nervous to push the stroller. They're going to be no more nervous to open the bottle cap. They're going to be, so if you'd say to a woman, could you please call Hatzalah? Could you please drive to the hospital? What's going to happen in their mind? This is a new story we never saw before. What's going to happen in their mind is they're going to have a misunderstanding. Da'as acheres. That's what the Gemara said before, that funny line. Don't ask a woman to do it because they will have a da'as acheres. They'll have a misunderstanding. What's that misunderstanding? They'll think, oh, why do you ask me? Because it's a little bit usher.
Right.
And once she thinks she's doing something that's a little bit usher, what's going to happen?
She'll slow down.
She'll be more tentative. She'll be more nervous about it. And it's not going to be like a bull, which we need. Fascinating svara that we never thought of. If I think something's usher, that's why they asked me. So if I say, I tell a guy to do it, okay, he knows that he's got to do it. But if I tell, if I'm specifically asking a woman, she'd think I'm asking her only because it's maybe a little bit usher, that's why the rabbi do it, that my husband doesn't want to do it, he wants me to do it. That's why I'm scared. I'm also going to be a little bit scared to do it. Okay. Now we have the final shita. The final shita in the Rishonim is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is different from every other opinion that we've had so far by miles and miles and miles. Let's look through three critical lines of the Rambam. The last one will be the punchline. First line in the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis, where he talks about, you know, violating Shabbos to save lives, he introduces the Perek, Dechuyehi Shabbos etzel sakonos nefashos kish'ar kol mitzvos. Just like we knock away all other mitzvahs to save lives, so too we knock off Shabbos. What's the most important line in this word? What's the most important word in this line? Dechuyah. Because what does Dechuyah mean? And we're going to talk about this next week. Dechuyah means it's us to do, but
push it away.
That's how it means. What's the other possibility of saying? The other option is saying Hutra, that on Shabbos it's mutter. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about it next week. Okay, but that's an important word at least. Halacha beis. Klalo shel davar, the rule is Shabbos legabi chol shiyesh basakana. This is what Mr. Bergman is referring to. Harehu kechol lechol hadvarim shutzarech lahem. When it comes to a sick person, Shabbos is like Tuesday. Whatever you would do on Tuesday, however you treat a critically ill person on Tuesday, that's how you treat him on Shabbos. You should know, this line is one of the operative lines in Hatzalah on Shabbos. If they would treat a certain critically ill patient on Tuesday like this, they will do the exact same thing on Shabbos, even if all kinds of all kinds of violations that they're going to be violating because it's Shabbos. But if it's a critically ill patient, this is how they would do it on Tuesday. They will do it. They will follow the same protocol they do on Tuesday. They'll follow the same protocol on Saturday. Even though, let's say you could have, I don't want to get into medical details because first of all, I'm not qualified. Second of all, I don't want to cause the wrong impression. Let's say, again, terrible example. Terrible, terrible, terrible example, but you'll get my point. Let's say, God forbid, somebody suffers a heart attack. There are two ways to fix the heart attack. You could shock them with electricity, on Shabbos. Or you could do CPR, right? Is any malacha doing CPR? Maybe if you break bones, maybe it's like Soser, but getting out of that, should we say, okay, if the guy has a heart attack on Tuesday, what should the protocol be? Use the automatic defibrillator, use the electricity. If he has Chas v'Shalom, what I'm saying is totally wrong. I'm even scared to say it, certainly on tape, but you get my point. If it's on Shabbos, oh, let's do the CPR because there's no malacha. No! Says the Ram, there's a critically ill person, so Shabbos is like, today it's Tuesday for this person. If you use the electrodes, you use the defibrillator, the electric defibrillator on Tuesday, you can use the electric defibrillator on Shabbos. Okay, now this is the punchline that we're about to see in the Rambam. Says the Ram in Halacha Gimel. And again, let's just review for one moment what the other opinion said. The other opinion says, one opinion was, don't have a guy save the lives on Shabbos because he might be lazy, more lazy than a Jew. Another opinion said, don't save the guy on Shabbos, don't use the guy to save lives on Shabbos because if you're going to look for a guy, then maybe next time you won't find the guy, you'll be delayed. Another opinion said, don't ask a woman because she might misunderstand and think that you asked her to do it, not you, because she's a woman and therefore she's going to be nervous about doing it and that's going to delay. Look at the Rambam. Nothing at all to do with any of that. Nothing to do with sakana, nothing to do with delay. A totally different mahalach in halacha gimel. Kishe osin dvarm ha'elu. Ein osim asam lo yidei goyim, lo yidei ktanim, lo yidei avadim, lo yidei nashim. Interesting. He takes the two lines of the Gemara and incorporates them in one line. The first time that was talking about goyim and ketanim, the second time it was talking about kusim and nashim, nashim and avadim and knashim. Why should all these people not be involved with chilul Shabbos? Don't ask them to do chilul Shabbos. Kedei shelo tehe Shabbos kala be'einehem. So that they shouldn't think, if I could drive an ambulance on Shabbos, I could also drive to the salon on Shabbos. What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying, you don't want people who are less educated doing malacha, because if you have less educated people be mechallel Shabbos, they'll think that you could be mechallel Shabbos even for non-life-threatening things. If I'm using electricity for a defibrillator on Shabbos, I'm allowed to use electricity to send text messages and chats and WhatsApps on Shabbos. If I'm allowed to take an x-ray on Shabbos, I'm allowed to take pictures of my how beautifully I set my dining room table on Shabbos. What is the Rambam saying? Why can't you have, certainly in terms of children, let's talk about women right now. Why shouldn't you have women or children doing it? Because they might. Anything about danger?
No.
No? Anything about next time there will be danger? No. He's concerned, I wrote it in English. This has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh. It's merely a Hilchas Shabbos, a Chinuch concern. We're worried that they're going to be if you tell them they're allowed to make phone calls to call Hatzalah, they might miss the boat and also think you can make phone calls to socialize and call their friends.
How does that affect the guy?
Perfect! Baruch Shekivanta to the Yur Mechav and Yur Mechav to the Magen Mishnah.
No.
Next door is Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. The Rishonim ask you a question. If the concern is that you're worried about that these people are going to miss the boat and think if I could drive to an ambulance, I could drive to the salon. If I could use an x-ray, I could take photographs. That's only a concern for women, maybe for children. But for Goyim, they're allowed to drive to the salon on Shabbos. They're allowed to take pictures on Shabbos. It says the Magen Mishnah, you're right. So the Rambam was lav dafka. So the Rambam didn't really mean that.
I'm saying the answer I could think of. That a woman and child, I think it's okay to ask a guy to do something that's not for emergency. That's all I
have. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Very nice. I like your answer. Yeah. Very creative. Okay. I like your answer better than Magid Mishnah. I don't know why the Magid Mishnah didn't think of that.
Okay.
But that's a beautiful point. Yeah, that's the point of the Magid Mishnah. According to this logic, a woman, Goyim, shouldn't be in this list. Yeah, it's a good point. Okay. And just to say this same point of the Rambam, we'll find the same idea of the Rambam in a different sefer of the Rambam, the Perusha Mishnayos. In Yuma, we told where he explains the Mishnayos, something to do with the passing of the halachas of the Yad. Look at how he says it over there in source number 12. Chol sheish bo sakana mechalan alavas haShabbos. Of course, you mechal Shabbos for a chol who's critically ill. Ve'ein moser mechil Shabbos b'shvilo, not to goyim, not to children, not to ami haaretz. Oh, even to ami haaretz. Wow, you see what he says? Even if you have a bar mitzvah man, you still shouldn't have him be mechal Shabbos. Why? He's going to think, oh, I'm allowed to be a Chal Shabbos. The rabbi lets me drive. The rabbi said I should call Hatzalah. That means the rabbi says I'm allowed to use a phone. They don't realize that this is only permitted because of life saving. Therefore, who should do it?
The leis.
Who should do it if you don't want to have the unlearned people? The learned people. So how does the Rambam teach the word? So according to this, how does the Rambam teach the word gedolim? Not adults, but the learned people. And that will fit, by the way, this lambdas now fits the end of the last word of Halacha Gimel. You understood why the Rambam says Ela al yedei gedoli Yisrael v'chachameihem. The Rambam teaches the word gedolim to mean learned people and not adults, because the people that you don't want to do it are the unlearned people, because they will think they will get the wrong understandings of being able to be Mechal Shabbos. So therefore, the people you do want to be Mechal Shabbos are the learned people. According to the other explanations, could you have an Am HaAretz drive an ambulance really fast? 100%. You don't need an IQ of 173 to be a good car driver. In fact, if you go to the Formula One racetrack, I guarantee you that the average IQ of Formula One race cars is probably about half of every single individual in this room. Okay? I could be wrong. I'm probably not so wrong.
You have to maintain a car. Race cars are not easy.
They don't maintain. They drive. They have a team to maintain the car. It's a skill. I'm not saying they're not skilled. They have a lot more guts than I do. And they have a lot more skill and they have great reaction time. But their intelligence might not be their trick. So if I have an Amma Aretz, do I want to say, oh, I don't want my Amma Aretz driving the ambulance? Get this Formula One race car driver to drive the ambulance. 100% he should. But according to the Rambam, I don't want him driving the ambulance. Why not? Not because he's not going to be alacritous enough, not because he's not concerned enough about saving a Jewish life, but because he doesn't realize that you're only allowed to drive to save lives. He's going to miss the point that we're only driving to save a life. We're not driving because Jews are allowed to drive on Shabbos.
Is there also the concern that people will see, people who are not that learned will see someone driving the car?
Yes. Somebody says your point. One of the Achronim say your point. But I don't want to get there. We'll see that next week.
Well,
by
the
session. Great point.
An ambulance or what's wrong? What's the problem?
No. What Dr. Schuster is saying is that, let's say you see a Hatzalah has a guy drive an ambulance, and I look into the ambulance that's whizzing by, and who's driving?
A
guy. So what do I think about? What do I think now? Okay. If you're careful to have a guy drive the ambulance, or the people who are watching the Hatzalah ambulance, oh, Hatzalah's a Jewish religious organization, and they have the guy driving, so it must be that I'm not allowed to drive an ambulance. I'm not allowed to drive for Pikuach Nefesh. People will learn the wrong halacha. That's a thing.
And the other way around also, somebody who's not that knowledgeable would see a guy driving, or see someone who's a cotton driving or a woman driving, and they'll say,
So that could also be along similar lines.
Right.
Okay, let me raise a question. And this question will bring us to appreciate the differences of why we want the Jews, either adults or the smart ones, the learned ones, to be the ones to be Michal Shabbos. The question I'm going to ask you is, one point we mentioned earlier is, what happens if you have a guy, a Jew with a guy? So if the only concern he's going to be slow, so if the Jew's with him, saying, step on the gas, supervising, so we're not going to be worried about it. If you see a child or a woman, an unlearned woman, jump to action themselves, should you stop them? Let's say in a shul you see we have a Hatzalah phone, and you see that somebody collapses Chas V'Shalom in a shul, lo aleinu, and you see a 12-year-old and a 25-year-old, double his age, running to the phone. Should you stop the 12-year-old? Let's think. If we're worried that having a katan, you see a guy running to the phone along with a 25-year-old Jewish man with a talis on. If we're worried that using other people will slow down the care, they'll be misatzel, they'll be lazy, well, he's not being lazy, he's running. If we're worried that having the child involved in the life-saving, people will think that you need to have a child, and next time they'll only want to make the phone call if there's a child around, the next time there'll be a delay in care, what will I want to do? Kid, you don't call, I want the adult to call, Bedavka, I want the adult to call. Because if people see you call, they'll think that it's better for you to call and you need to be a katan to call. According to the Rambam says we don't want the children involved because they're going to misunderstand and they're going to think that, hey, if a kid is calling Hatzalah on Shabbos, the kid's going to think he could call his friend to arrange a play date. So Bedavka, I'll say, don't call, kid. Let the adult call, because I don't want that kid to make make that mistake.
So isn't there a dilemma of delay?
No, if they're both running to the, if there's no delay, they're both running to the phone. Is there a point in stopping the child? If the concern is that somebody's
saying don't call, even it's
no, both are running to the phone. Should I stop the child?
Under normal laboratory situations, circumstances, I would agree with you. But you have an emergency that when you say don't call, all of a sudden that 1 second could be
okay. Yeah. And I don't want to write. I can't
it just
get.
It seems to me that's.
You're right. Okay, you have to. It depends on the circumstance. You're right. It depends on the circumstance.
All of a sudden, say don't
right.
move.
Right, you're right. Yeah, it depends on the circumstance.
And it's delay.
Right. You're right. Once he causes a delay, we're not going to try. But if there's a way to stop the katan to allow the the adult to do it,
yeah.
It would depend on these logics.
Let's leave the accident and have a shear. I mean, it's
right. Okay.
It just doesn't seem to.
Fine.
But also, according to the Rambam, it's better not to ask children to do any malacha for Shabbos.
Let me clarify one very important point, nothing to do with this shir. Rabosai, are you allowed to ask your little children to turn on lights on Shabbos? I'll give you a hint. It's in the Ten Commandments. You know what it says there? It says no. In fact, you say it in Kiddush. You're not allowed to ask your children. In fact, if there is a malacha that has to be done by katan shloi gil chinach, the one person who can't arrange it is the father. You might not be obligated for the chinuch of some of your next door neighbor's kid. Your own kid. Right? So let's say there's a light that has to be turned off. And Shabbos, I'm not getting into that, it's a whole shir of b'fnei atzmo. You hint to the kid and he's a child and it's turning off, just on the rabbanon and whatever other situations. Not your own kid. You have a different kid do it. I remember one of the earliest. Okay, I don't want to get into that now. Okay, I want to point something out. What did I just prove in the Rambam? I just proved that the Rambam said the word gedolim to mean, the Rambam translated the word gedolim in the Gemara to mean chachameh, to mean learned.
Right.
Why? Because the Rambam Lishitasei holds that what's the concern? That somebody will learn the wrong thing. And someone will learn from Chil Shabbos. You could also be Mechal Shabbos for non-life-saving things. Look at the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef argues on us. Beis Yosef in source number 14 says, not like me. V'hadda Kassani skipped the small print in source number 14 to the big print after the dots. V'hadda Kassani el al yidei gedol Yisrael lam gedolim b'chachma kamer. It doesn't mean gedolim. It doesn't mean gedolim that you might think, especially since the Rambam says the word v'chachameyem. Because that's not the point. What does Chachamim mean? It just means people who have intelligence. Okay, I just wanted to do that on the side. Now, there's a very important tshuva here that relates to the Five Towns. The Five Towns is one of the few neighborhoods in the world, outside of Eretz Yisrael, where the fire department has from Jews on it, that some from Jews do go on Shabbos to get calls for fire calls. That's machlokes among the rabbanim in this neighborhood. I'm not going to get into the psak now, and we're not going to get into the politics either. But there will be, if you look at the fire coats of the, you know, their names are in bright green letters in the Lawrence Cedarhurst Fire Department. You'll notice that the people in the fire department are primarily Jewish, and many of them are from. Some do go on Shabbos, some don't go on Shabbos. They ask their Rav. Let's talk about this Shaila in the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is an early Rishon. The other Rishon will quote the Or Zeruah. Let's see what the Or Zeruah talks about. Jewish fire department. And let's also ask ourselves, if there's a fire, and let's say a fire that could perhaps have Pikuach Nefesh, who should put out the fire? If I could have Akum, you know, take the call, or should Yid jump on the fire truck? It's pretty similar to us, but we're going to find some very unusual twists that you have with a fire that you don't have in a regular life-saving case. And it's going to shed some incredible historical, interesting points that you would never have thought of in a million years about the history of firefighting for Jews. Says the Or Zeruah, Ms. Taber, seems to me, dekol heichadika safik nefashos, whenever there's a risk of life, mechabi Yisrael, a Jew should put out the fire. Afal gav deiko akum lefanav. Even though there's a goyisha firefighter right there, who should spray? The Jew should spray. Okay, this sounds like what we've been saying all along. We saw there was a machlokes. Maybe he's of the opinion that it's not just concerned for alacrity and you're not going to be ready. But we want the Jew to take the boat, to take the life saving in his hands. Let's see this. Vehecha shahaisa dleka, in a place where there was a fire. Guess what? After Shabbos, a guy knocks on my office door with his LCFD, his Lawrence Cedarhurst Fire Department t-shirt. He says, Rabbi, I went on Shabbos in the car and I put out a fire. I want to fast tomorrow. I want to give extra tzedakah. Can I make a donation to the shul? What should I tell him? Should I take money for the shul? Right, we have the dinner coming up. Anybody, I brought special dinner blanks on the table back there. Everybody's invited to take a dinner blank. Let's look what the Or Zeruah says. Now you know I gave this shiur tonight. Ain't tzrichim shum tainus v'shum tztak al zeh. Shahre beheter also. They did it with heter when they put out that fire on Shabbos. Look at the next line. Va'afilu rotzim lasei tztaka al kach. Even if they want to give tztaka to be mechaper for themselves, to atone for their chil Shabbos, for putting out the fire, because there was a guy next to him, right? He could have done it. Why does the Jew have to do it? Based in mochim biyadam. The Bet says, we want you to give tztaka. Don't give tztaka to atone for yourself. Because you know what's going to happen next Saturday morning when there's a, God forbid, if there's a fire call.
We wait for the guy.
You're not going to want to go. Shem kena tamachshil ma'asid. Interest, fabulous svara, no? We're not just talking, let the Jew do it so that, don't tell the Jew no. Even when the Jew wants to give tzedakah after, on a Tuesday, to be mechaper for the fact that he was Michal Shabbos, don't take the tzedakah for him. Fascinating, you know, fascinating. That's a similar svara. Yeah, that's a whole another sugya, right? That's like the doctor allowing the doctor to go home after the call so that he's not scared to go next time. Right. Right. That's again another shir.
But as a fireman, that's his responsibility to extinguish fire.
That doesn't change anything. You're right, that doesn't change anything. Oh, you're saying if that's his job, that's not going to stop him. Well, he's going to stop on Shabbos if there's a guy available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if there's a guy available, I'll stop him. That's his job. That's his responsibility.
No, but if there's a guy who's... No, a guy on the fire department, I mean.
They're both doing it. Why the doctor?
I won't. I get there, and there's a guy standing next to me, and who's going to take the hose and shoot the water?
But the Jew who was first.
They were both right there.
So I said, who was there first?
So that's not what the Arzura says. The Arzura says, let the Jew do it.
You can stop the guy from taking it?
No, I'm going to run and take it myself. I don't have to let the guy take it. I'm going to go ahead. Okay, fine. So says the, then the... I want to do... Oh boy, it's late. Two more sources. And the main source is really the last one. We'll see if we have to, we might not have time for it, but that's going to be the main source. Comes the Dake Moshe, who is, of course, the reason why the Dake Moshe is a commentary on the Beis Yosef for the Torah, and he is also the author of the Rama. So what you see him writing in his commentary on the Torah is usually makes its way into his Psak of the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch, which is the most important thing for us, Ashkenazim. Says the Dake Moshe, or is a Ruah, Kasa Behed Yekadiri Hatosis Veharan. That was the opinion who said that we're worried that there might be a somebody later on. Somebody later on might think you have to have a guy, so therefore you don't want to have a guy doing it now. You specifically want a Jew doing it now. But look what he says: Miu Kosav Im Yisrael Yachol La'asos Ayidei Shinui. Oh, this is a whole other world. If the Jew could do it with the Shinui, then he Jew should do it with the Shinui. Meaning, if you could have a guy do it, don't let the guy do it, because then people will think next week you have to have a guy, and next week when you can't find the guy, there's going to be a delay. So have the Jew do it. Fine, the Jew will do it. But if the Jew's going to do it, should you also say do it regularly, not with the Shinui? Because maybe next week, if you have to do Shinui, it's going to be complicated? No. He distinguishes between yes, having the Jew, and don't ask the guy to do it. But once the Jew's doing it, the Jew should try to do it with a Shinui. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Now we went through the main sheets that are shown him. And nevertheless, even though next time the Shinui might make a delay, by a guy we said, therefore don't do a guy now, because next time looking for a guy might make a delay. But by Shinui we don't say that. That's right. That's what I'm trying to point out. There's a difference. Guy, we say, don't look for a guy, don't have a guy do it now, even if he's available, because next time you might look for a guy. But once the Yisrael is doing it, we say, do it with a Shinui. Oh, next time maybe we'll delay you a little bit if you're going to try to dafka do a Shinui. No, you should still do a Shinui now.
But if you're saying Pekuch Nefesh is Tuesday, Shabbos is like Tuesday, so why are you throwing in this concept of Shinui?
Maybe, that's a great question. Maybe this opinion doesn't hold that Shabbos is like Tuesday. Maybe he holds Shabbos is Shabbos, and you do what you got to do. But if you can do a Shinui, you should do a Shinui. That's a very good point. You're right. You're right. This opinion of doing a Shinui might hold that maybe Shabbos is not Hutra, not Dechuya. I'm not Hutra. It's not like a Tuesday. But rather, you do what you got to do. Let's see how we pass can Rabbi say. Says the Shulchan Aruch. This is a very important. When you turn on, when the Hatzalah guy goes into his car, turns on the ambulance, should he try to use his left hand to turn the key? I'm not going to say he should drive with the wrong foot, because that's already dangerous. Just turning the key. Should he turn it on with his the way he turns it regularly, or use different fingers? Right. Usually you do it, but usually you hold it like this on Shabbos. Should you hold it with your pinky and then turn the key? It's not going to cause a delay. Should you use the Shinui? Let's look and see what the Shulchan Aruch says. You might be surprised. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Kishemchal and Shabbos al chol sheyesh b'sakana, mishtadlin shelo la'asos ayidei eno Yehudi." You try not to have the guy do it. You try not to have the ketanim do it. Try not to have the women do it. Ela ayde Yisraelim gedolim u preintas. Intelligent people like the Rambam, coming from the Rambam. Let's analyze this for a second. What are the limitations, he says? Does he say do it with a Shinui? No. He says do it with a Yisrael, not a guy. He doesn't mention that you have to do it with a Shinui. Says the Rama, Rabosai, this Rama changes the entire operations of Hatzalah, this line that we're about to see. Source number 18 on top of page 4 says the Rama, this is the Rama in Hilchis, Shabbos, Shun Chavches, Sifyid Beis. V'yeshomrim, Dim Efsha Lasas, below Dichui, below Ichor. If you could get the same result, like turning on a car with a different finger, which is not going to delay anything, and will not get a different quality of care, and you can do it with the Shinui, Osa al Yedei Shinui. Period. What did the Ramah just paskin? Whenever Hatzalah could do something differently on Shabbos that will not compromise care or not delay care, they should do it with a shinui. Look at the next line. Vim efshar la'asos ayidei eino yehudi b'lo ichur klal. If you could get a guy without delay, what should you do? Osin al yedei eino yehudi. Oh my gosh. According to this Ramah, should Hatzalah have a guy in the garage?
Yes.
Says the Ramah explicitly, black on white. If you could have a guy do it without a delay, do it with a guy. Do you realize that we just spent the whole night with Machlokas Rishonim discussing, if you have a guy available, do you not want to use him? Because people will learn the wrong thing and they'll think that next time you might end up using a guy. Or do we say, no, if you have a guy present in front of you, use him? Says the Ramah, if you have a guy there, do it with a guy. Don't be Michal Shabbos yourself. If you have a guy there, you're not going to look for him. According to this Ramah, Rabosai, if we stop here, and we're not going to stop here, if we stop here, the Ramah is paskening that Hatzalah, who could afford it, must employ a guy on Shabbos. So if a guy is ready to roll, you should have the guy do it and not Yisrael. Adds the Ramah two words, b'chein noagim. And that's the minhag. Of course, if you're worried he's going to be lazy, don't do it. But if he's there, ready to roll, trained, he knows how to drive, have the guy do it. Rabosai, this is the psak of the Ramah. According to the Ramah, the halacha would be, and Ashkenaz and Father Ramah, that Hatzalah should have a guy drive the ambulances if they're available in the garage.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.